Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. Police report no problems with security at last night's Boston Pops 4th of July concert on the Esplanade. A large crowd turned out to watch Keith Lockhart lead the Pops for the 21st time and to take in the fireworks display over the Charles River. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
The 1812 Overture, played by the Boston Pops and its conductor of 20 years, Keith Lockhart.
This is my 20th season as conductor of the Boston Pops, which means this will be the 21st 4th of July. I've been here for half the time of this event, and it's amazing, and it's still an honor, a pleasure, and chills up my spine.
The Pops began with a medley by the Beatles. Lockhart spoke about the importance of immigration.
We are a land of immigrants, and our country has been profoundly changed and strengthened over the years by its influences from distant shores.
The orchestra thrilled the 4th of July crowd with standards by Frank Sinatra, Billy Joel, and others, as well as patriotic classics. In between songs, someone in the crowd shouted out, "We love you," to Keith Lockhart. Using their mobile phones, audience members decided which of three movie themes the Pops would play, either Jurassic Park, Harry Potter, or Raiders of the Lost Ark. And last night's fireworks spectacular went off without a hitch. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.